A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf, Psachim 100A, pagination page 199. We dealt with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi yesterday. We were introduced to his ruling that you're allowed to eat on an Erev Shabbos all the way up to Shkia until sunset. We mentioned that it's not proper to do so, and that there's a Gemara in Gittin that says you shouldn't, and therefore it's codified that under normal circumstances, not supposed to have an unusual special meal on Friday, because it would infringe on Shabbos. But again, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is that you're allowed to eat all the way up to sunset. On today's daf, we get introduced to an even more dramatic ruling of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that if you are in middle of a meal, Rabbi Yossi holds, you're allowed to continue eating the meal into Shabbos, and then when you concluded the meal, you would recite Birchas HaMazon, and then you would have your Shabbos meal. But Rabbi Yossi literally is allowing you to continue your meal into Shabbos without reciting Kiddush. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Take a look at the Gemara. First word on the line towards the middle of the height of the Gemara, about midway between top and bottom, Ditanya is the first word on the line. It's like a drop above halfway in the height of the Gemara. Ditanya, as we learned, Mafsikin l'shabbosos, you have to stop in deference to Shabbos. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. You would stop your meal and you would recite Kiddush, starting a new meal in honor of Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, a mafsikin, Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't have to stop. You could continue your meal, and then when you're ready, you'll recite Berachas HaMazon and start a new Shabbos meal. On Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, there was a story with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi were present. Shayim Mesubim ba'Akko, and they were in Akko eating on Erev Shabbos. V'kidesh aleihem ayom, and it came time of Shkia, of sunset, of the beginning of Shabbos. Omale Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel turned to Rabbi Yossi with tremendous respect. He said, Beribi, Gadol Hador, Ritzoncha nafsik v'nechosh l'divrei Yehuda chaveirenu. Do you want, is it your will, that in deference to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, we should stop our meal and recite Birchas HaMazon and then start a new meal in honor of Shabbos? Is that what you feel we should do? In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no reason to stop. He says, continue your meal. When you're ready, you recite Birchas HaMazon and you'll make Kiddush afterwards. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're supposed to stop. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel asked Rabbi Yossi, I know in your opinion, we don't have to stop. But Ritzoncha, is it your will? Do you think that we should stop in deference to the other opinion? Amalo, and Rabbi Yossi took a hard position. Normally you consider me the gadol and you're ruling in my favor. You endear my words in front of Rabbi Yehuda. V'achshav ata mechavev divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai. And now suddenly you're showing endearment to the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda in front of me. Hagam lichbosh esamalka imi babayis, a borrowed expression from the words of Achashverosh and Megillas Esther, when he sees Haman by Esther and perceives it as if Haman is trying to conquer Esther, so to speak, in the palace. So Achashverosh says, are you trying to capture the queen with me in the house? In other words, Rabbi Yossi says, if you want to rule like Rabbi Yehuda, not in my presence, that's one thing. But right in front of me, you're going to rule like Rabbi Yehuda. Apparently, there was a degree of hierarchy. Rabbi Yossi says, you can't do that. Omalei. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel realizes he has a problem now. Because if he would have stopped with Rabbi Yossi's consent, so then he would have been making peace, so to speak. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds you could stop. Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to stop, but eventually you are going to stop and you're going to recite Kiddush at some point tonight. I mean, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, it's Friday night. So to stop now at sunset, he's making peace between the opinions. But now that Rabbi Yossi, who is apparently the Gadol Hador, objected and said, I don't want to stop the meal. I don't want you to do something that infers that my opinion is wrong right in front of me. Lichbosh es hamalka imi baboyis. Im kein, lo nafsik, if we're not going to stop, shema yira atamidim yikav v'halocha ledoros, that's going to codify the ruling for generations, because the students will see that we continued our meal, and suddenly that will be binding. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had been trying to avoid giving an official ruling. He figured, we have to stop the meal anyway, we'll stop it now, with your consent. And Rabbi Yossi says, I don't consent. I hold you're allowed to continue eating. Omru, so they said, lo zozu misham, they didn't leave there, achakovo alochak Rabbi Yossi, they in fact ruled like Rabbi Yossi, and apparently they continued eating, and the students saw that you're allowed to continue a meal that was started even past Shkia, even past sunset, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara continues, however, and tells us that that's not how we paskin. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Ein halacha, the halacha does not follow, lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda who holds that you have to stop the meal at Shkia, v'lo k'Rabbi Yossi, and not like Rabbi Yossi who says you're allowed to continue your meal, and when you're done, you recite Kiddush and have your Shabbos meal. Ela, what are you supposed to do? Pores, mapa, umekadesh. In the middle of that Friday afternoon meal, when it finally gets time to make Kiddush, you're supposed to spread a cloth above the bread, the way we would when we start the Shabbos meal. Umekadesh, and you'll recite Kiddush, and you'll continue the very same meal, but having recited Kiddush. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop the meal, Berachas Hamazon, and then start a Shabbos meal. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can continue the meal past Shkia, when you're ready, recite Berachas Hamazon, and have your Shabbos meal. But Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel is telling us, and Tosfos says this is based on Yerushalmi, on the opinion of the Chachamim, that you're going to basically continue the very same meal, but you're going to recite Kiddush, and you cover the bread, which is the way we do when we're ready to say Kiddush every Friday night. Now, there is a fascinating discussion in Shulchan Aruch, where this is brought, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalid, whether you're supposed to recite a new Borei Pri Hagafen, number one, if you were drinking wine until now, is this like a continuation of the same meal or not? You'll look it up for homework, what the halacha is, Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalid. And the second question, if you're supposed to recite a new Birchas Hamotzi, or is this simply a continuation of the same meal? And again, you'll look that up, same place, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, the Mishneh Berurah is in Sif Katan Yud Ches. Thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful day.